on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. Join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Hey, thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. Welcoming back into studio, Marcy is here with Johnny and Friends, New Mexico. Marcy, so good to see you back in studio.
Thank you. It's great to be here, Steve.
Yeah, I saw her outside and I said, you know, today is National Hugging Day. And actually, if you have a pet, it's National Hug Your Pet Day, too.
Oh.
It's Crazy Socks Day today.
Cool.
How'd you do there? Mine are pretty
I'm having warm. Socks on.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well. Cold outside is what, 18 degrees, and I have no socks on.
So glad to have you in. Of course, Mary and some of the new members, one of the new members of the team. Don't tell me. I think I'll remember. Liz Tafoya,
yes.
Was in studio with us last month, and so good to. See Marcy's face back in the place, and there's lots going on at Johnny and Friends, but let's start here, Marcy, as we typically do. Probably 90-some% of our audience knows exactly who Johnny and Friends is. By the way, it's joniandfriends.org/new-mexico to find out, find the local site, and we'll talk about some of the things you'll see there. But for those not familiar with Johnny and Friends, fill them in.
Well, Johnny is our founder, and she has an absolutely amazing story. She had a diving accident when she was 17 years old, became a quadriplegic, and she didn't know how to live as a quadriplegic. She was an athlete and horseback rider, and she just, was hopeless. And she couldn't kill herself, being a quadriplegic, she couldn't use her hands, and she was just despondent. She was having a hard time, and so she stopped and she prayed, and she says, God, if I can't die, then show me how to live. And that right there birthed an entire organization a few years later. Obviously, a lot happened. She did a lot of recovery. But she is an amazing author, speaker, singer, and started Johnny and Friends to help other families that are hopeless. They feel hopeless. They are not hopeless. They feel hopeless in dealing with disabilities. And so we come along families that are affected by disability and share the gospel with them and share the hope of Jesus and do a lot of fun and amazing things as well.
Yeah. This last weekend was Sanctity of Human Life Sunday. And then yesterday was National Sanctity of Human Life Day. Mm-hmm. Friday, the 17th on KLYT, we actually played a radio special from Life Issues. Apropos with the Sanctity of Human Life,
right?
Day and weekend or Sunday, and actually the special touched on an area that most people go right to the abortion issue when it comes
right.
when life issues, but they played the testimony of three women on that special. Johnny was one of them. A lot of folks hopefully were listening Friday to hear that Life Issues special, and so much appreciate the work that Johnny has done. And, we hear Johnny regularly. Diamonds to Dust or
Diamonds in the Dust?
Diamonds in the Dust, which we'll hear actually during this show.
Okay.
In our next break, the short feature from Johnny and Friends. If you want to find out more about what Johnny and Friends is doing, not only across the globe, which they do, but right here in New Mexico, go to Johnny, J-O-N-I, and, spell it out, A-N-D, johnnyandfriends.org new-mexico. And we're going to talk about a lot of the different things that go on throughout the year, and some of which are just around the corner. Let's jump right in with the next respite event, which we often mention, and that is at Paragon Church coming up January 25th. That's this weekend, Saturday. And I didn't write down the time. Is that an afternoon event?
It is. It's a Saturday, and it's 11 to 2. And they have enough kids right now. We've got 30 kids coming to this respite. We're in desperate need of at least 5 to 8 more volunteers to come and help.
So we may be speaking directly to you. And if you want to help out, Marcy, what's the best way for people to do that?
They can go to the Paragon Church at, it's paragonchurch.com, and go to the Not Typical link, and it will take you to the registration link for volunteers.
Okay. Paragon Church, right?
Yes, paragonchurch.com.
.com. And then the Not Typical link on their website. I'm actually going to go there.
Not Atypical, yeah.
Not Atypical. So do you scroll down or?
Yeah, it should scroll down.
Not Atypical link. There's a sandwich.
It's a ministry, yeah.
So look for it on the website at paragonchurch.com. I'll try to get a little better navigation of the website for you. After the break, we'll take a closer look. But reach out to Paragon Church and let them know you want to be a volunteer for the Johnny and Friends Respite event. It's essentially, listen, where the person in the family with a disability is able to spend time with others that are in the same boat they are, and friends like volunteers. They'll do various things depending on where you're going to the respite. They may watch a movie. They may do a craft. They may.
Oh, we have all kinds of different things set up. There is movie, crafts, music, games. So, yeah, there's a lot of fun
things to do. Speak to the person we were just trying to recruit that thinks we were done talking to them. for this Saturday at Paragon Church. That's up in Rio Rancho, right?
Yes.
But speak to that person who's never done this before. And what kind of blessing they're in for?
Oh, man. You know, everybody always says that I want to bless a kid or a family and, you know, be a blessing. But they come out just as blessed, if not more, you know. And it is a lot of fun. It's not hard to do. They provide lunch. And, you know, there's so many activities. You don't have to come up with something to do.
Yeah.
And we also have typical siblings, too. You know, the siblings come along sometimes with those with disabilities. So, you know, you could work with a child with or without, you know, a disability. And it's a lot of fun. And, you know, it gives parents such an amazing break for 3 hours, you know. You can imagine taking care of someone 24/7, 365, and it's a lot of work. But to have a 3-hour respite where couples can go on dates, go shopping, have lunch, go bowling with friends, whatever, or take their typical children out and spend some quality time with them, it is life-changing for a family.
And actually, we were blessed, a couple months ago. And I don't know if you're aware of this, you'll know exactly who I'm talking about. What's my buddy's name?
Brady Flagg.
Yeah. He is a joy. I mean, he's a joy to be around.
He is.
I met him at the dinner, at the Johnny and Friends dinner.
Yeah.
You know, he showed great interest in being a radio personality.
Yep.
And I said, well, you have to come in with Mary next time. And sure enough, he pulled right in. We brought his wheelchair, everything. You know, I was really pleased, actually, that we had everything within code to make sure he could get into studio. And he did a fantastic job.
Oh, I'll have to go back and watch it because I was out at the time. So I'll have to.
Yeah.
Definitely. I hear he did an amazing job. I just saw his parents this morning.
Yeah, they were a blessing as well. But you can bless parents like that by being a part of the Respite event, whether it's this weekend to volunteer. And we mean that. We're trying to recruit 5 to 8 volunteers for this coming weekend at Paragon Church up in Rio Rancho. And let me throw this guilt trip part at people too, okay? Because I often hear from people who live, you know, near the canyon, like all the way over in Rio Rancho. I go, look, you go live in Chicago or L.A. and tell me that the West Side is a long way. And I think Marcy's laughing. You're a Southern California, right?
Yes. I was laughing. I was like, you know, 10 minutes or, you know, 30 miles. It's just, yeah. It's not that far, folks.
Yeah. And you'll get I was going to say your socks blessed off. I was trying to connect it with today being crazy.
Bless your socks off. That's right.
Your crazy socks. Your crazy socks you should be wearing today on National Crazy Socks Day. Now, let's go through the spring and some upcoming dates for more respite events. The next one is right up on Paseo del Norte, not as far from the canyon as Rio Rancho.
Right.
At New Covenant Church. And it's nccabq.org, I believe, is the website. And they're usually pretty good. And actually, I'll give you a little secret. I don't know if they have it, but I've either done nccabq.org/respite or /event and found, because it doesn't always show. I think it does. Anyway, they're having the event next in February. That's right around the corner. That's February 7th.
Yeah.
Volunteers for that?
Volunteers, and we do have room for participants, the kids, and even adults with disabilities. You know, it's not just for kids. It's kids of all ages, whether you're, you know, infant or, you know, 40, 50, 60. It's okay.
Right. You and know? I think sometimes you'll see some of those adults with disability have a great opportunity to mentor. You know, at these, you know, just spending time with others, at these events. The next one in March, so that one's a more than a month after the February event, March 15th, back way over in Rio Rancho at Paragon. Look at Paragon. They've got several dates throughout the year. And then the final one, April 4th at Grace Church. We'll put this on our schedule for our announcers to remind you about the respite events. And actually, each time you hear it, pray about whether God would have you volunteer to be a part of it and actually, you know, get out and be blessed by what's going on. Any testimonials come to mind when it comes to the respite events and maybe people that even were hesitant to try them and went? And
yeah, I've had, you know, we've had parents that weren't real sure because they've never had a respite before. And you know, they drop their kid off and they come back and they see him having a great time talking with, you know, and having fun with their buddy, their volunteer. And it's amazing, you know, and it gives a lot of these kids, especially the older ones, an opportunity to socialize and be around others. And, you know, it gives them a break too from their regular routine in life,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So if someone, has it, you know, really the best thing to do in as far as the respites are concerned, connect with the churches directly. The next one is this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 at Paragon Church. Go to paragonchurch.com to connect with the church. You know, we were mentioning volunteers needed for this weekend, 5 to 8 of them. So you're you know, the listener, you're the first one, and then maybe you even know someone who could come with you and be a part of that. I'm sure Johnny and Friends New Mexico, as well as Paragon Church, would appreciate any assistance you can give. We're going to take a quick break, but we're going to come back and let you know about the need for volunteers in other areas and opportunities to be supportive of the work that Johnny and Friends New Mexico is doing. Johnny, J-O-N-I, and friends.org/new-Mexico. Marcy, can you stick around?
I'm happy to do it.
All right. We'll be back with more after this on ABQ Connect.
At the top of
your All right. So happy to have you back with us, spending some time with Marcy from Johnny and Friends New Mexico. And actually, Marcy just brought up a real good point. If you are in need of information on any of the stuff we're talking about today, whether it's the respite events or some of the other events we're going to talk about coming up real soon, the applications opening soon for a couple of events on the way. Here's the number to call, 505-835-5263. Is that the number to call? It's right on the website.
Yes, it is.
Okay, 835-5263. You can also email newmexico@johnnyandfriends.org. We stopped the last segment talking about volunteers needed for this weekend's respite event at Paragon Church, which, by the way, paragonchurch.com for details, reaching out to them. But
Marcy, also call Jessica.
Okay.
At 505-688-0202. And that's Jessica at 505-688-0202.
And is that for the respite event?
Yes, for the respites for volunteers for this weekend.
Okay, for Paragon. And not only this weekend, they'll be back at it March 15th.
Yes.
At Paragon, February 7th at New Covenant Church. Thanks, Jessica. Did she just text you?
She just texted me.
Yeah, God bless you, Jessica. Thank you for all you do. Now, volunteers. Let's talk about retreats and getaways in early February. Now, if you're on the website, you go to johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. Scroll down, you go past Mary's picture there to the upcoming events, and you'll see the New Mexico Family Retreat is coming up in June, and then in July is the Warrior Getaway. If you click on either of those, what you'll find is information. You will see that applications opening soon. And I think I've even made a mistake on this show before to say registration, because it's really important you know that you're actually applying to go. There's limited amount of space available at Lone Tree for the camp. And if you want to be a part of it, the details are all on the website, johnnyandfriends.org. /new-Mexico. Let's talk first family retreat. Marcy, are you going to be able to go this year?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. I've been every year since I started with Johnny Friends, and that's been 6 years now.
Now, have you heard from friends that are going?
Yes.
Now, that's code, you know, I mean, it's not. They're really friends.
Yeah.
But at Johnny and Friends, when we say friends, we're talking about people that are going to buddy.
Yeah.
With some of the campers.
Yep. Well, that's what we're looking for. We need volunteers, buddies, friends to come and join us and bless a young person's life and a family. You know, we got the whole family that can come, and the whole family needs to come, even if we have adults with disabilities. It is a family event. That's why it's family retreat.
Yeah.
And we would love to have a packed camp and plenty of volunteers.
Hey, what do the families who have a camper going and the people who want to volunteer to go to family camp, what do they need to know about volunteer? What does it take to be a volunteer? What kind, what do they go through? Is there a cost involved with them, or how does that work?
Well, there is a cost involved for volunteers. It's $4.85 for the week, and don't let that scare you, because you can fundraise that money, and we can help teach you how to fundraise to go and bless a family's life. And for families, it's $4.50 a person, and again, we help with fundraising as well. But we are limited in space, so it is very important to be able to do that. But we do have those that donate that might be able to help with some scholarships.
We are closer to out of time than I thought. And I want to make sure that people know about the next event. Warrior Getaway in New Mexico now.
Yes.
Looking for volunteers for that as well.
Yep.
And for the Warriors, there is not a cost, but you can donate towards them going.
Right. There's a cost for the event, but there's no cost to the Warrior and their family.
All the information is at johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. Marcy, turn around and it's all gone.
We're done.
Come back again.
Gladly. I'd love to come back.